This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This is a shtickel from Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik's Sefarim are very not mesuda. You know, there's the five on the, there's on Chumash, which is obviously if you say that parashas. But his other Sefarim, it's very hard to figure out what the Seder Dvarim is. Resisi Loila is one of the Sefarim that has a lot of Yom Tovim. And Kedarko, he goes Minyan Linyan. It's not, but this does some extraordinary pieces here. So it's Chaf Aleph, page 186, Chaf Aleph. Avol, Anes Chanukah. So we're speaking before about Purim a lot, now he segues to Chanukah. Shehoya Hatzola Mishmad Levad. Since it was only a Hatzola, a ruchnisik atzola, like it's brought down halacha le nikvu ella halal hoydos loishem any gufni kolos atzolas gufos. So there's no point. You know, normally you sort of contrast now to what was. So on Purim, where there was a gzeir on the guf, so now the guf is misanig, and that's what you have. In Chanukah, there was only atzolas nefashos neshamas, and that's what it's like. So why is Hadlokas Ner the focal point? Even if there was a nace, in other words, yes, there was a nace, but you don't pick something that's just ancillary to the rest of the day. So there was a nace. Why is that something that encapsulates? Kizehu ika Yeshua Barzu Teira, Valkein lo nitno lichtoiv ke embo islapshus belevush gufni boilam hazeh. So let's talk a little bit about this point. He's merambas a lot here, and he's explaining as follows. The what determines what's the pshat Torah shebiksav and Torah shebal peh? It's not just because you couldn't possibly write so much. Torah has given us two parts, lechatchila. I mean, the elements, the major elements of Torah Sheba Peh could have been written, and yet Torah Sheba Al Peh is meant to be Baal Peh, Al Piyat Var Me'elu, there's a kpeda not to write it down, and so on. So he explains as follows. When you can write an idea down, it means it's become concretized to the degree that it's part of the physical world. It's not only because the ink and the paper is physical. Let's give a simple dogma. A person has, a scientist is researching something, and he has an idea that this has an effect on this. That idea is still up there. When he's able to put it in a specific formula, that's when it becomes part of this world. When you can actually take the idea and give it a specific corresponding point, that's when it became part of this world. So, Torah Shebiksav is a chiddush. It means that Dvar Hashem can be frozen. It can be exactly a specific word and a sentence and a paragraph. That's a certain dagger where some become concretized. Most of Torah did not become that. Most of Torah is still up there. It's so in Torah, and that's why Torah Shebaal Peh, there are no fixed words on it. There's no inyan to memorize Gemara Baal Peh as much as Shaklim Atari Baal Peh, because it's more the Teichen rather than specific words. Even though Mishnayos Baal Peh is popular, but there is no real. That's not where it's at. It's in the idea shabai, and that's why Lamashal in Mishnah, the words don't. The words are just there to trap an inyan inside, so we don't forget. But it's not that. So Torah has in itself. So Torah Baal Peh is a type of Torah that hasn't become part of the Metzias yet. Chanukah is Purim and Chanukah are the division between Ksav and Baal Peh. Teirish Purim, the Nes of Purim was Nitli Kosev, after a back and forth was Nitli Kosev. That means it came and took on a very specific inyan. Whereas Chanukah is Kula Teirish Baal Peh. And what's fascinating is even Teirish Baal Peh, Chanukah has almost no place. It's one of the questions. Chanukah is just about not mentioned in the Mishnah, in Mishnayis. Certainly not the halachas. It gets a mention, but that's it. So Chanukah belongs to a place that is still above the physical world. She Yeshua zu she nishra kavur v'kayin l'doris kechol kedusha zmanim she shvoyis zman loylam kedusha zu einoy ele Yeshua sa nefesh v'seichel shelo yitame b'chachmas b'nei nechor shu neged chachmas chachmas Yisrael b'ter shaval peh. So he says that the reason is, you know, every nace leaves over what it accomplished l'doris. So Mitzrayim is the physical enslavement, the shibud and so on, and Shavuos Torah. Chanukah remains a nekuda in Klal Yisrael that is not affected by the chachma of Umas Olam. It's and he'll explain soon that nekuda is perforce not part of the physical metzias. V'yadua, the Yesheva Chochmes, V'amispa Sheva Yamiti, Kakoil Huzelu Maser, V'yadua Shal Koldova Shal Kdusha Cholok Lesheva, Sheknegdam Shivis Meshabes Sheva Shreshvit Noida, El Shebechalukas Hashev Mina Chochmes, Nevoicha Mishakmim, V'enikwa Shomru Heim Sidro, V'em Choshvu Gam Chochmes, Egoyen Shoshosha Chochme, Echlash Koldova Chochme, and so on. Let's talk about this point over here. So he says, he speaks about what is the tumah that Chochmas Umas Olam have brought into the world and that can affect Klal Yisrael. So the concept of seven Chochmas is an age-old number of seven types of Chochmah. To the best of my knowledge, there was the trivium, there's a quadrium, both together. The Rabbeinu Bechaya lists the Shiva Chochmas, and they were considered the ancient Chochmas, had logic, rhetoric, geometry, I think, music maybe, I don't remember, but that was today, I don't know, it's not the type of stuff you would get credits for in school, and they didn't have diversity studies and things like that. They stuck to things like that. But there's a fascinating point that he makes. But this is the way it was. Chachma was considered seven chachmas. So he said, the seven chachmas are a correct division. The reason he says is because everything is zeh keneged zeh. It's built on a pasuk in Mishlei. It says that the Chachmas Nashim von Sabayis, Chotzva Mudea Shiva, that the Chachma of Nashim created seven pillars. So that means the number seven will be found to be the pillars of everything. Because there's always a Zelo Maseh. If the world was built in 7 days, so it means you'll be able to find classifications of seven and so on. So however you'll work it out, these chachmas, but he's driving at a different point. One of these chachmas is logic. That was considered to be one of the chachmas, and that by all counts should be a chachma. He says no. So let's see the way he says it, and then we'll explain it. And this is actually the heart of his point. How to divide up those seven chachmas? The mischakmim are maskilim, philosophers, whoever made a mistake. They're wrong about a certain point. They included logic, which is the shayrish of chachma, which is how one goes about determining chachma. how to appropriately extrapolate. V'chol minei chochmes mechal sheva chochmes. U'be'emes zechutz mehem u'lemayla mehem ki eim abonu kol chochmes. So this is the point that he's trying to bring out, the point of contention. Let's understand it. For instance, we understand things in a certain way, and if we ask ourselves the logic that we use, and for instance, there are axioms that everybody subscribes to, and that's the basis for any understanding. There are rules of operation of how to deduce something that seem to be universal, and they seem to apply everywhere. So we'd say two statements that contradict each other cannot both be true. That statement though seems to be impossible to think not like that. So there are basic units of logic and understanding that we take for granted as being pashit, and we understand that this is part of our metzias, and it's part of our metzias. It sort of is, what's the right word for it? It's self-evident and self-sufficient. This is the metzias the way it is. It means that anything that we can be mafrich with our logic doesn't exist, can't exist. In other words, the philosophers had one axiom that we disagreed with. And that axiom was the core of what philosophy is vis-a-vis what Torah is. And that is, can anything be illogical and be true? If you define logic as being a beetle of everything, and so on. So when people say, for instance, you know, I'm both an academic and Torah to true Jew, that's not possible in the sense, if you're not willing to accept anything a priori, then you're one with academic, you're not a Torah to Jew. If you're accepting Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dasalim, called whatever you want to call it, then you're not a real academic. The question is, where does the sheirish of chachma lie? If the sheirish of chachma lies minei ubei, then anything that doesn't fit into this doesn't exist. So all the questions that a logical, rational person would ask on the Metzias HaBorei are extraordinary questions. And those questions cannot be answered unless you accept that your understanding of things just starts from a certain point down. And you just have a shurish of something, but it goes much further than that. So a person creates a computer. The computer can do a lot of things. A computer can't do anything I can't do. He can do it much quicker. He can do it maybe much, but whatever. I who thought of this computer, the computer can't be mafrich me, because the computer's of me, but it's not. It by definition, it's not bigger than me. So this is the point of divergence. So we have two people that are chachamim, and two people are using chachma to understand everything. And in that sense, Yavin and Kleist are very similar. Both secular philosophy and Torah is an attempt to understand the world, make sense of it, and ask ourselves the same questions. What is good? What is right? From whence? To where? All those questions exist in both. The one difference is, where does everything come from? And that's something that is, and that's why he says to put logic in as one of the disciplines is wrong. Logic is a sheresh that comes from somewhere else. And we have access to the tip of it, to the branch of it, to the bottom of it, but not to the sheresh. Understanding that our seichel havana is not an absolute reality, but it's a hemshech of something, is that diverge. And that's what he says. Ve'eino k'mo she'omrim sidra. Ve'im choshu gam chochma sigoyen, shu sheresh chochma echlashet dvar chochma. So the process of determining something logical through logic. They included that as one of the seven chachmas. The chachmas, we have total shlita over those chachmas. We do not have total shlita over the question. This is the Eim Abonim that's moilid all the chachmas. It's a sheirish from where chachmas come. And that's the eighth point. That's the seven chachmas have a sheirish, and that sheirish is that eighth point. So the 8 days of Hanukkah celebrate that eighth point that is be'etzim beyond. So the chachma chitzonis means the so when we talk about chachma chitzonis or chachmas emes, chitzonis is that which is the outer shell of chachma by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the shell that we have. So that's our chachma, but its sheirish is emes. I want to explain this term chachmas emes. I referred to my foot once, and it's a very very emes explanation. Sorry, pardon the pun. Yes, the Ramban says many times, Valderecha emes, this and this is pshat. So what does that mean? That the first pshat is sheker? Like the opposite of emes is sheker. So we're saying, you know, the Ramban says one pshat, no pshat, Valderecha emes, as opposed to what? Why is this called chachmas emes? So he says that the marshal he gave was, if I ask a person, Rabbi Saul Salanta once said, you ask a Yid, why is he traveling to London? Those days, London was the end of the world. So if a person was a Gvir Shayid, he went to London for business. He's going for business, he's going to buy, he's going to sell that. So, but in London, they make good suits. In other words, everything else is a reason. But ask yourself, what's the reason? So the reason to a reason, emes is the heart of something. This is the prime cause. So when a person tells me reasons for something, it's not that those reasons are not true, but it's not what drives it. So whenever I describe something in terms, so Lamashal, when I describe events in Chumash, the events as they happened have their own mahalach. But when I ask myself, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolding over here? What is the gili? What is Kachrokh Migal over here? That's called Alder Ha'emes. So the more shorishtik something is, the more emes it is. It's the same way that when I see people acting a certain way, and I describe psychologically why you act in a certain way, so I'm saying, irregardless of this, this is the principle that's pushing over here. So Shmeine is always the Chachmas Emes, and the rest are Chitzo. In other words, that's already how it came out in this world. But in the Sheirish of it, that's the Emes. Vanessa Irak B'Shivas Yomim. So now he's sort of being Meramez to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. He's answering Beis Yosef's Kasha. Vanessa Irak B'Shiva Yomim. Kal Yoim Rishon Hoya Lidloik. Rak Oise Yoim Hoya Dugmas Eim Habonim. Sheboy valyore a nes a kol shasheres yomim. The ikar nes hoya boy, she noise boy shef alamshoy de shiv zom zolose. So he says there are profound teretz on the shayla. He says, it's true that the first day there was no nes in its burning because it's there was enough oil to, for that day to burn. But the other 7 days weren't a yesh me'ayin. They were a yesh from that, the mesiras nefesh that they had in the first hadlaka is what gave rise to the ability for it to light the other days. It came from someplace. So the first hadlaka had in itself the root that would be meilid many years afterwards. So if we're celebrating the 7 days of Neis, we're also touching on the Sheirish, where it's coming from. I once thought Pshat, it says Da ma'ayim basal ana tahoylech, but if they meet us in the v'cheshbin, so. So good. The Mishnah says, tipas rucha and offer of taleya. The pashta pshat in it is to knock yourself a bit and understand you're not as haughty and not as this as so on and so forth. That is the pashta of the Mishnah. I thought there's another kneich here also. Me'ayin. It says hachochma me'ayin timotzei. Chochma comes from someplace. It comes from a place that we have no ability to put a finger on it. The me'ayin means not only a question, well, where do you come from? When I say where are you coming from, you usually say me'efat abba, you don't say me'ayin. Me'ayin is a very, it's a very literary language expression. But me'ayin means, what's the sheirish? Where are you coming from? And la'ana tahoylech, the aleph nun is the same. That me'ayin le'an. The person is there. Where's he from? In other words, like this, the reason why a person is haughty, why a person is caught up with himself, is because I perceive my existence as being within me. I'm a self-made man. That's the me. I'm a self-made man, and whatever my success is due to me, and no one can tell me what to do. That's a person who's firmly locked into himself. But if a person is oimid me'ayin basa, yosach hakol a hemshech of something, le'ana taholeich, velifnei mi. In other words, it takes the person out of the bubble of perceived self and gives yourself a sheirish from somewhere else. I'm simply a manifestation of a ratzon of a bayrei, and the me that I perceive, that's all it is. So he says, so the neis was taka only 7 days. Kal yoim rishon hoya lidleik. Rak oisa yoim hoya dugmas im habanim. Sheboy val yodeh ha neis al kol shashiv ziyamim. Ve ika neis hoya boy. She noisev boy shefa laham shechoy de shiv ziyam zosei. So the neis, we understand the neis as coming from somewhere, and that's the 8th day. U boy hu ikar ha hevdol. Bein chochma zisroel chochma zim oylam. Be inyan as cholos am tos ha chochma. So the ikar difference between Yisrael and Umas Olam is this nekuda of, is there a sheirish to it or not? She'etzel Umas Olam gam ze milibom mischakmim eich lahamtzi chochmes val ze hakol hevel. So the Umas Olam understand chachma as coming from themselves. The reason why my ideas, my perception is right, is because I thought of it, and I'm smart enough to think of it. So I could be humble and say I'm not the smartest, there are smarter people. But at the end of the day, somebody will be smart enough to know it all. Because Chachma is locked into the Bria. That's what they understand, and we understand differently. Abnei Yisrael, Kol Chachmasim Hashem Yisrael Terasai, Shehu HaYisoy Dekol Chachmas Teresh Bal Peh, Umimena Lekech HaKoyl. So in Torah Shebal Peh, this is more muchach than Torah Shebiksav, and this is why in Torah Shebal Peh, this is what divides Shlom Emunah Yisrael from others. If a person understands that Chachma starts with me and ends with me, then Torah Shebaal Peh is me, and that's all it is. And it's so either I'm God, or Torah is just personal philosophy. Neither of the two is good. The understanding that I'm understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, that I can try to get a sense of what he's saying, and my Chachma is climbing that rope over there, that's the Chiddush of Torah Shebaal Peh. I want to add a nekudah that the Maral says, that he says in his language, in his nekudah, but it's very similar to this. He speaks about the Neis being with Hadlokas Neiris Dafka. The Hadlokas Neiris is in the Hegel. It says that the oils were all Tame, until they found the shemen with the chaysam screen gadol. So he says there are three parts of the Beis Hamikdash. There's the chatzer where the mizbeach is. There is the heichel where you have the shulchan, the menorah, the ketores, and the kodesh kodashim. The heichel is the place of real avoda, and the gematria of heichel is one less than yavan. This is 66, this is 65. So he says Yavan is Mizgaber on the Heichel. In other words, Seichel and Chachma trump Avoda. And that's why the Yavanim were able to be Metamei Rishmanim. That's where the Koyach was. So what's the chasima? So why is the one with the chasimus kohen gadol different? So he says the kohen gadol is someone that shayach to kodesh kadoshim. Now, if you think about it, let's understand a little bit. Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is malkum avoda. So what the mizbeach is doing over there? Yeah, that's the malkum being all the kabbanis. That's the malkum avoda. Heichel, shemen, ktoiras, lechem, avoda. Great. What's the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You do nothing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zero. You can't go into there. Once a year you go in to be mechaper. You don't go in to do avoda. You go in to make sure that it didn't become tummy. So what is it there for? What is it meramis? A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need a place. So what is it meramis? What is that? How do we understand where it fits into there? So the answer is, if Avoida stops at Avoida, anything that stops, that's Lahav like Avoda Zara. Everything is what it is, and that's all there is there. There's a place, the center of Beis HaMikdash is a gateway to something beyond. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mokamar and Min HaMinyan, it defies this world's Metzias. It's a Shara Shemayim, it's a gateway to something else. The Beis HaMikdash is a Avodas Adam that reaches a certain gate to somewhere else. And the Kohen Gadol was the only one, who had that Shaychus to that Makom. And B'meila, what he brought to the Beis HaMikdash was a bridge that everything that's being done is mechubot to that. So the Shemen that had a Chosemes of a Kohen Gadol, that was not affected by Yavin. So the Maral says that the word Heichel, if you count the letters, it's one less, but it has a silent yud. The Tzere comes with a silent yud, even though actually he's counting the yud as the physical letter also. But he says in the Heichel, there's a silent yud in the Heichel. And that's connected the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it goes into the reason why. But the point is, when you had the Chibur of that which was beyond, that's when you have something that can't be affected by Yavin. That's that's his cheshbon. So Al Kaponim, it's the same point that he's making over here, that the understanding Chachma is the cheshev, the tool that we have in this world to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand his Ratzon, to understand Torah. Yes, Chachma Yisrael are called Chachma Yisrael. And there's no disagreement in that inyan, and that's why Yavin was such a temptation. The other umos, whether it was Bavel or Paras or Rome, they were grubber, coarse, vulgar people, and just enemies, just fighting. There was nothing there. Yavin did touch on the same area that's our pride. That Chachma is the Chelek HaAdam that is most Chashiv. The difference was that Yavan, that's it. There is nothing in the world more than Chachma. Even their idea, it's fascinating, their idea of Olam Haba and the Hesharis and Nefesh was as follows. The ideas and the truths of the world are eternal. A triangle will always have 180 degrees. You know, from now forever. So if a person understands that, and that's his mind, that peace remains eternal. It's a strange mahalchim today. It's not the way we think, but just understand, Chachma was it. If there are the gods, whatever it is subservient to it. He is of Chachma, but Chachma itself is the god, and therefore, it's possible for us to completely encompass it, and we're balabatim. The minute we also believe Chachma is the greatest tool, but it's an extension of something. It is the closest we get to touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that means that at some point we say Adkan. From this point onwards, it's like the Mishnah says in Chagiga. That up to a certain point, and that's it. Rav Chatzke Levenstein once said, it says in by Paraduma that if these mitzvahs, the umus oilema meinen Yisrael, they annoy Klal Yisrael, they badger Klal Yisrael, they tell them it doesn't have any reason to rhyme a reason. The fikoch ne'amar choik that. Also, Holahara. So he said, so I understand something. So you're saying, Rabbeisai, they're going to ask some very good kashas. So be frum and don't think about it. So there's no answer there. You're just telling us, so just say, don't think about it. If you're saying they're asking good questions, then give me an answer. Or just say, don't think about it. Presenting it as some sort of dialogue, the guy comes along and says, what kind of crazy love is for a doom? And you say, one second, let me check. No. I'm not allowed to talk to you about. Not a very convincing answer. So Chaskel said, the mind is a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in this world to understand what's given to understand. That's what the mind is. It's a tool to realize something HaKadosh Baruch Hu once realized. Whatever was given to understand, then a person can understand and is obligated to understand, and he needs to rack his brain to get there. He said, whatever wasn't given to understand, the brain is like a chunk of wood. It doesn't have the circuits for it. So he said, in his lashon, he said, shtik holz, mit was für chutzpah trachst du? He said, lump of wood, what kind of chutzpah do you have to think? But his point was, our thinking is not the ultimate. It's part of something. And b'meila, whatever we're given, whatever we're given to think, that's what we think of. So just recap his point over here. His nekuda is that the struggle with Yavan is a struggle to be metame our nefesh. And it's interesting. A lot of it has to do with arrogance, haughtiness. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the giver of Torah, his maila was that he was an unamikal adam. So yes, it's a beautiful midah, it's a wonderful midah, but the reason why the Noisa Torah has been anav is because he always needs to understand that he's simply applying chachma to something, but the root of it is beyond him, be'etzim. That's what the anava means. It means, I'm not the be-it-all. I'm just over here, and b'meila, there's a flow of chachma. This is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael's chachma versus the Tumah of Yavin. The reason why there was the nace of the eighth day of eight, the reason why I have eight neiris is because we celebrate the 7 days of Hadlaka of nace, and we dehair that the first day was the sheirish of all of it. There are no events in this world that don't have a deeper sheirish where it's mushpa from. And he has his point about logic is simply a certain manifestation of divine chachma. It works well in this world. It helps us understand some of the metaphysics. At some point, chachma stops, and that therein lies the distinction between Klal Yisrael and Yavin. Okay, it's a rather deep maimer. It's not a simple maimer, but it goes mamish to a certain part of the sheirish and so on.
What is the effect of writing down Gemara?
So it's a necessity. We have to.
I mean, but now it becomes part of.
So it doesn't. The words themselves. Nobody does. The rest of my house does gematrias with the Gemaras. I'm serious. In other words, we take it as l'shoyn chachamim, l'shoyn chamarpe, but it doesn't have that kedushas oisius. We don't treat it that way. We treat it differently. And the truth is, the Torah Shabbat Peh is the way you understand the Gemara. In Chumash, your understanding of Chumash is secondary to the words that say. In Gemara, it's really how do you, the different shittas and approaches to understanding it is really where the Torah is. Torah is a lot more in a good Rebbe Torah Shabbat Peh is someone that helped you get an understanding. Good Rebbe Torah Shabbat Peh is someone who teaches you the words as they are and so on.
Didn't there used to be a Masechas Chanukah, like Mishnayos Chanukah?
Not that I know of. I know people talk. You know what? I don't know. I know. But Lemaisa Tachlis, we don't. We have one Mishnah with one thing, and that's it. So we have a Sugin Gemara, but we have very little of it. So Sashkoch was like this. Well,
why? Shiva Chachmas are different, and not just with the Sheirish, but he's saying also with the Esm Shiva Chachmas is Chalak from.
Yeah, but Shiva Chachmas are more. If logic is one of them, then all the others are just manifestations of logic. Mm-hmm. You know, the whether geometry or all of these are meant to be manifestations of it. So there is an arrangement like that where, but if you include chachma into it, means this is it's all of a finite package.
But there,
you know, the very fact that if I can learn all the laws of logic means nothing can exist outside of that. Someone's wrote, it's very easy to win an argument when someone's coming with logic. Just choose to be logical. So, you know, then, you know, who's to say that the logical argument wins? I decide I'm not logical today. So, mechatesa. But the truth is, that, look, even now, I think one of the fascinating things about science, when I was growing up, physics made sense from A to Z. And if it didn't make sense, it wasn't physics. You know, everything was a wheel that pushed a cog that pushed a wheel, and it was just a question of figuring out. Today, you know, it's strange. It's you know, we say okay, it definitely this describes all the phenomena we have, but it doesn't make any sense.
Illustrations that also don't follow the axioms.
Correct. And you know what? And so you learn to say to yourself, okay, my seichel describes a certain part of the world, but at kan, and the emes is bigger than my seichel. You know, that's fascinating. So I can describe what I see, but it doesn't. You know, how could something affect something else instantly? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. But this making sense is a gevul by understanding that we. I remember one of my kids was he spoke very early age, and he was once, I think it must have been 4 or 5, and he was involved in a real feisty argument with his siblings. And he says, in all my life, I never heard anything like this. This little kid, he said, "Bekol ha'chaim shelo shemati kaze davar af pam." It was so funny. But then he said to myself, "No, and if I'm 100, and I say bekol ha'chaim shelo shemati, so what does that mean?" You know,
in a lomely cross varahu.
Yeah,
it sounds like that there is something.
So there's no necessity, correct. That's a reason that would be redundant. In other words, if you could rely on Svara, one would not need a pasik. That's a good point. But I think it just more in the Tzura of writing Torah. There must be a chiddush here that be beyond Svara, beyond simple Svara. I assume that's the. I mean, you have other things. You know, the Gemara sometimes says Tarach because of Kara. You know, you go back and forth on it. Okay. Good, Rafael Kanika.